In life, we tend to make mistakes. We sometimes make bad decisions, and we also sin. These are not mutually exclusive occasions. For Matthew, he was incredibly despised by his own people, the chosen people. Imagine an invading army that takes over your home, takes over your land, and then you decide to betray your own people, your own nation of Israel, and to become a tax collector. A form of oppression on the people imposed by an invader, a foreign invader. And then also in a way to turn against your own religion, against Judaism. This was the state of St. Matthew before he met Christ. He was a great sinner and was a pariah in his community, truly hated. He didn't turn towards God, but he turned, you could say, towards material wealth. But then Jesus Christ passed by that customs post and spoke two words, "Follow me." Follow me. In Matthew, it seems, according to the gospel, according to his gospel, that he got up and followed him immediately. That was it. Those two words from the Son of God, the Word. That's how powerful Christ is in our life. That in a moment, two important words can change our lives just like that. To go from a life despised as a pariah in the community, a traitor, and then to turn back to the Lord. That's grace at work in our lives. No matter our past, no matter what we've done, Christ can bring us back. We can follow Christ. This mercy seems irrational, stupid, unjust to the Pharisees, to the scribes. This man is a sinner. Why do you associate with him? But Jesus Christ knows better. He knows love. That is the law. That is the new law. Love. And grace that transforms our hearts, these stony hearts, to new hearts. So Matthew changed his life, of course, through God's grace, and he got up and followed Christ. It seems pretty simple, doesn't it? What about us? Are we that different from St. Matthew, no matter what state of life we're in? We make mistakes, we make bad decisions, failures. We bring them to the Lord even tonight in this holy hour. Why did I do that? Am I going down the wrong road, Lord? Sometimes it's a real slippery slope. And sometimes it becomes easier to go further down this road away from Christ. God gives us another path, another option. The option, a new way of life. We can do this, of course, through confession, to start anew. It really is pretty simple. Repent. Be sorry for your sins. Go to confession. I spoke with someone today who was concerned about her son, who you could say has fallen away from the church. She asked me, why is it so difficult for this young man to get involved in the church? I said, it's usually because we just don't want our mothers telling us what to do. That's one thing. But also, it's really hard to turn around from the path you've gone down for so long. To take advice. To do something different than what you want to do. Grace can break through that. Grace leads us to turn back, to want to turn back, to even turn to the confessional and to actually do it, to confess our sins. It's really not that difficult. Usually the people who put up the most biggest fight are the ones who are holding tightly to those sins, to that past life, to those coins that St. Matthew held onto in that customs post. But according to him and his gospel, it seems pretty easy. Follow me. Just go. Christ gives us a new life such that we can walk on water. It's incredible. And it's really not that difficult to do at times with God's grace. Let go of the past. And let God free you. It's truly a life of freedom, a life of grace, a life of happiness. People don't think that they'll be happy if they leave their current life behind. That's part of what they're afraid of. One patient told me, before, because she didn't want to actually go to confession, she said something like, "But I'd have to get rid of my vices. I'd have to stop." I'm like, yep, that's it. You have to let go. Let go of that life. Ask for St. Matthew's intercession in your life if you are struggling to hold on to the past rather than turn to Christ. And ask for St. Matthew's intercession for those who you know who have fallen away from the church or who have never known Jesus Christ. Ask for his intercession. A great sinner can become a great saint, an apostle, and also a martyr for the faith. Saint Matthew, pray for us.